Kof Ches Adar Sheni, Sunday the 30th of March, Rabbi David Kahn, Pesach, Kashrus, and problems at care homes and hotels. This week's HoAway has been sponsored by Family Brody, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav Chaim Eliezer, Ben Rem Yaakov Wiesenfeld, Zecher Livracha.
Some mini heroes managed to overcome the hour. Interesting topic this. Just before last Pesach, somebody came to me and said they'd like to sell, as well as selling the chomets in their house, a bit of whiskey, a bit of this, a bit of the other, they'd like to sell all the chomets in their care home. So I said, in the care home that they own. So I said to them, wait a minute, it's no good just selling the chomets in the care home. Doesn't the care home order chomets and have fresh bread? We're talking about a non-Jewish care home owned by a Jew, or a non-Jewish hotel for that matter, owned by a Jew. And the question is, I said, isn't the care home actually ordering chomets on Pesach? The fresh deliveries of bread, cake, whatever it is, on Pesach. Aren't you serving fresh bread and cake on Pesach? I said, sure. So I said, if so, what would it help? We're selling the chomets today, 2 or 3 days before Pesach. How is it going to help? So he said, well, I have arrangement with my manager. So I said, what's the arrangement with the manager? The arrangement is that he buys the chomets. Okay. I said, how does he buy the chomets? So he says, my credit card. So I said, well, who's buying the chomets then? Whose chomets is it? So there wasn't time, just before Pesach, to deal with this big problem. So I said, do me a favor, or do yourself a favor, arrange that the manager should buy the chomets with their own money, and that they should be their chomets on condition that it's theirs, it's their business. We'll have to deal with more in Mitzvah Hashem for next Pesach. So I sat down, I made myself a pledge that I would get it sorted. I spoke to somebody else who's in care homes, and I said, you're in non-Jewish care homes, you're a Fum Yid, what do you do? What do you do with Pesach? I said, for that matter, what do you do all year round with Bosser B'cholov? What do you do all year round with trading in Macholos Asuros? You're buying it, and maybe it's considered that you're selling it. And, interestingly enough, the least of all the problems is Shabbos. So you've got four problems. We've got Pesach, we've got Bosser B'cholov all year round, we've got Macholos Asuros all year round, and you've got Shabbos one day a week. So the question is, what's with all this? I said, what do you do with this? So he said to me, I've got a shtar that I received. Who did you receive it from? He told me you received it from a particular Rav, and here's the shtar. So I said, how does it work? He says, look, he says, my manageress, she goes and she buys this, she takes a loan from our company, and she buys all the food all year round. The catering is all down to her, and we pay her for her services. I said, how does this happen? He says, no problem. She uses the company debit card, pays for all the food and everything that needs to be thing. So I said, so where's the loan? He said, well, that's what we've spoken, that what she's taking is a loan, and that's the way it works. I said, yeah, I said, do you happy? Yeah, that's what I was told was okay. And he gives me the following shtar, which was drawn up by, actually, a top-notch Chosh Mishpot place in America. And the shtar says quite clearly, in consideration of the sum of the cost of the food, plus a little bit more, the manageress undertakes to buy and supply the catering service for the home on an ongoing basis, etc., 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 drawn up beautifully, for the avoidance of all doubt, that the manageress undertakes the control of all catering duties, thereby relieving the proprietors from those responsibilities, and furthermore undertakes to indemnify in respect to the cost of the provision of the food, etc., etc. The contract should remain in place until further notice, and that the care home owner does not own any of the food in the care home. So, all right, yes, there. But who's buying the chomets? Who's buying the Bosser B'cholov? Who's buying the Macholos Asuros? I was quite unhappy with it, and there was nothing more I could do just before Pesach. I gave them the advice to do the same, that they should give the manager, I arranged that the manager buys it with her own money, just at least to get them over Pesach. We'll try and see what we can do, sort out more later. I think I have a solution, and I think I wanted to share it with you. I won't have the time to go through the whole thing. Mitzvah Shem, I hope to give the Shabbos HaGodol Drasha much more detail. But let me give you the outline in the time that we have together to give you an idea of how we can make it. I must tell you, when I started off, I thought to myself that this is not a business for a good Jewish boy. Right? This is not a business for a good Jewish boy. You know, it's almost like the Rabbonis, yes? My grandmother always told me, Rebbetzin, Dr. Grunfeld, she said to me, Dovid, she said to me, this, I'm telling you, this is not a profession for a good Jewish boy. So this is, I thought to myself, whatever we do, we're not going to be able to get there, to be able to make this into something which is perfectly all right. But after spending about 2 or 3 months learning the sugyas, going through it, thinking about it, I think I've found something which is glut, very, very good indeed, and I think we have a solution. So here we go. Let me try and help see how we're going to solve this. The real question is, once upon a time, Yidden had the equivalent of non-Jewish care homes. Once upon a time. What were they called? Pubs. That's what we were. We're in pubs, inns. That's what we were. That's for the business. We weren't allowed to own land, whether it was in Russia or in Poland. They weren't going to think. You couldn't close your pub or your inn for 8 or 9 days. You just couldn't do it. Never mind the Crimea. They would have taken you over in no time at all. Yes, there's no question of leaving your pub closed. Therefore, the Jewish pubs were open on Pesach. And I looked, went back, and found the Sefer which talks about the pubs, and very interesting. And there's a shtar from Shlomo Kluger telling how to sort out the pubs. But what's fascinating is that the problems with the pubs were not as great as the problem with these care homes. Why? Because the big problem with these care homes is that you're buying chometz on Pesach. There's an intake of chometz on Pesach. The chometz is being bought, and therefore you cannot sell before Pesach to a goy what you're going to buy in future. And whereas with the pubs, what was done was the following. Quite clear that they were serving both whiskey and yash whiskey and beer. So what they did was that they had non-Jewish bar attendants who worked on a commission basis. That's the way it worked. Seems quite clear from the Storis. So they worked on a commission basis. So they sold a pint of beer for whatever it was for a pound. A pound fifty belonged to the pub owner, and anything over £1.50 that they charged, that was theirs to keep. And that's the way. That was their salary. So they didn't know or care who the owner of the pub was. So the pub owner, the Yid, he would sell the entire contents of his cellar, i.e. the whiskey and the beer, he would sell it to another non-Jew. He would sell it as a regular mechiras chometz, and that what would happen was the bar attendants, at the end of the day, would bring them at the takings of the day to the pub, the Jewish pub owner. He would take the money in for the non-Jew, and I presume, this bit of it isn't documented in the shtar, but I presume it was calculated, since you're allowed to charge, the pub's yours. So you're allowed to charge for the use of the pub, you're allowed to charge for the lighting, for the heating, whatever it was that they could charge for. So he knew roughly how much he sold in a week, and therefore he would charge him rent, for the rent of the pub would absorb most of the income. Of course, the cost price of the beer and the whiskey, of course, you can charge the goy for, because that was the sale, but the profits were you could soak most of it up and leave the goy something. In that way, it was an arrangement that worked. But you could sell everything before Pesach, and therefore it was okay. With the care homes, you can't do it. In addition, it's in the case it was they were the bar attendants, they were serving the beer. It had nothing to do with the Yid, whereas over here, in this case, they are your employees who are serving, feeding the residents chometz on Pesach, and you're under obligation to feed them by the council, etc. And therefore, this is the problem which is much more acute. So therefore, you might say, well, why can't you just sell the entire company, the care home? Well, you can, and this is part of the solution, but only part of it. Let me explain why. Mechiras Chometz is called a haromo. It's something which is, we do our best, we do the various kinyonim. It is something which, if it's done properly, the goy really understands, our caretaker really understands what he's doing. In other words, although every year he has always sold it back to us, we've always agreed to buy it from him, but nonetheless he understands that the purpose of what we're doing is that since we are not allowed to own the chometz on Pesach, he understands that what we require him to do is to genuinely take over ownership of his chometz. There's no undertaking that we're going to buy it back from him. There's no undertaking that he has to sell it. He's welcome to come and take it on Pesach. He knows all of that. And why are we doing it every year? Why isn't it just something which is a haroma? The reason is because he knows that what we need out of this is that our ownership should cease completely over Pesach. And the likelihood is very great that what we owned before Pesach, we would want to buy back after Pesach. And the likelihood is very great that he doesn't genuinely have interest in the chometz that we're selling for him. But if he does, he knows he can take it. But nonetheless, it's called a bit of a haroma. And the Tavuas Shoyo says that we're only prepared to go in for it because it's only a din drabonon. What do you mean drabonon? You've got Baliroi Balimotz is a drabonon. We do bittle. The bittle min atayra, to be mevatel, to say kol chamira, and to mean it, is something which is min atayra, it's no longer in our rishus. Therefore, we're left with a din drabonon to be mevayer, to literally take out all chomets from our rishus, our domain. That's a din drabonon that we can deal with. We can serve that chiyuv with the mechira. In this case, however, where chomets is being bought and chomets is being used, you've got a problem of baliroi baliyamotze when you buy it. You've got a problem of issahano when you use it. We're talking about isuri deraisa here, and therefore we cannot use bittel. Bittel will only work before Pesach. It won't use. You can't be mevatel something you're going to use on Pesach. It doesn't have any meaning. You can't be mevatel something you haven't bought yet and you're going to buy on Pesach because it doesn't have any meaning. There's no bittel on Pesach anyway. Therefore, we've got a much greater problem. The outline of the solution is the following. I'll give it to you with some Mayim Makomis, a little bit I'll tell you, and then we'll have to leave the rest for another time. Those who want to come are welcome for a longer at the Mitzvah Shem Shabbos HaGadol. The solution is, instead of using, is to use this shtar. This shtar is a very good shtar. The shtar means that you've outsourced, you've subcontracted all the catering services. It could be to a caterer, but it's more cost effective if it's a manager, because then you don't have to share the profits, but you give the manager something. So therefore, the idea is that you outsource all the catering. The catering has nothing to do with you, not your responsibility, it's not your food, it's nothing to do with you at all. That's what we've got to achieve. Similarly, feeding the residents, interestingly enough, is not a problem halachically, as long as the chometz does not belong to you, and I'll explain Beis Hashem in a moment. So the idea is that you outsource it all year round. The manager is responsible for buying and supplying, just like a caterer would, all the food. So therefore it takes care of the chometz, it takes care of the basar b'challav, it takes care of the macholos asuros, and we'll come to Shabbos if we have time. But that is what we have, or this has got to be in place in situ all year round. But how do we deal with the problem of who's buying the chometz? We're talking about possibly 1,000, 1,500, maybe more pounds per week of food. Who's going to? Your manager. If your manager had that type of money, there wouldn't be an employee of a manager receiving a reasonably low wage that he receives. If the manager was so clever, the manager would have his own care home. So therefore, manager wants to come in, do his job from 9 to 5 and go out again. He hasn't got cop for this. This is not for him. So therefore, the idea of him using our debit card was in principle a marvellous one, except halachically it's awful. It's awful, because then it means that basically we're buying it. If it's my money, I'm the care home owner, and they're using my debit card, so in what way does it belong? The same as the manager orders the paper towels, the soap, everything else that needs to be ordered. So they're ordering the food as a job they're doing, as my mashoris. So if so, how they're using my debit card, the company's delivering it, invoicing me, delivering it to my care home, my address, what has it got to do with the manager? So the way to do it is that the manager should have his own credit card. Credit card in the manager's name with a direct debit set up with a payment from my company. Why? That is being bought this way. The Kenyan is being bought with his finance, the manager's finance. So he's buying it. Also, the problem with the shtar, and this is a very, very subtle problem, but a huge problem. This shtar says that everything shall be bought by the manager. A shtar is useful to be able to fix the present. It will define the present. It will make a kinyan. A shtar can make a kinyan upon the present. Something that I have, I can sell to you. If I sell it to the goy, and I sign that I've sold it, and he signs that he's bought it, in principle, we say that after that, we say kinyan dvorim, whatever he's thinking, it doesn't matter. He's signed on the dotted line. You can't come and say, I didn't really mean it. You understood English. You read it. You signed it. That's what's happened. So the sale has taken place. My whiskey is sold to the goy, whether I like it or not. Here it is. It says it's been sold. The goy has bought it, whether he likes it or not, because he's signed that he's bought it. Therefore, there is a transfer. But this shtar cannot fix, be kaveya in advance, what the manager or manageress is going to think when they're buying the chometz. That's what it won't help. As far as the manager manageress is very nice, keep the boss happy, a religious rigmarole, put away in the file, gone. So what happens after from then on? She's buying it, like she buys everything else, for the care home, not for her. She's not Nehmon either, or he's not Nehmon, the manager's not Nehmon to say that they bought it for themselves. Didn't arise a nonemonus. And you wouldn't believe it anyway. Therefore, but once you've got the manager's credit card, so the manager is buying it with his own finance, it's his own card, he's buying it. Only that, the direct debit, I'll just lay it out and then we can say, the direct debit, obviously, the manager doesn't want to have an outlay of £6,000 a month. So therefore there's a direct debit which comes out. So, i.e., you reimburse the manager like you would pay a caterer for the services they have supplied. But when things are bought, they belong to the manager, plus, for a little bit of belt and braces to make it a bit better, you can also have in the shtar that the care home is available, is, we wouldn't say rented out or let, but you can say that it is on loan to the manager so that all the food that arrives is arriving in the manager's domain so that you've got not just Kinyan Kesef, but you've also got Kinyan Chotzer, that also the food belongs to the manager. Therefore, that is in principle the way to do it. We're not quite home and dry yet, because there's a machlokas. I'm going to hold the questions for a moment. There's a machlokas in two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. Because the Gemara in Avodah Zorah says, a little bit of the sources I'll give you, in Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara says, in Avodah Zorah, the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Sheshes. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Let me lay it out, because it's a hate. He says, Oime Odom Lechamorov, a person is allowed to say to his wagon drivers, Ulepayalov, and to his workers, Lechu Veichlu, go and eat, Bedinah Zeh, with this coin, with this dinner, Tzu V'shesu, go and drink, Bedinah Zeh. What are they drinking? Yai Nesach. He says, Ve'einu Cheshesh, he doesn't have to worry, Lo Mishum Shvius, Lo Mishum Maisav, Lo Mishum Yai Nesach. You don't have to worry about it. Why? Because you give them the money, it's up to them what they buy. But, v'imamo lehem tzu v'ichlu v'ani poirea, go and eat in a restaurant, non-Jewish restaurant, v'ani poirea, I'm going to pay, tzu v'shesu v'ani poirea, cheshish mishum shvies, mishum maisa, mishum yai nesach. So there's a machlokes in, two opinions brought in Shulchan Aruch, whether you're allowed to say, go and buy chometz, same din as applied by the Mordechai from Yai Nesach, chometz or Yai Nesach, and I'll pay you back. First opinion in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Nun, Sif Vov, first opinion says, the following, says, Mutaloy Malo Eved, Bepesach, Heilich Din Azeh, Uknei Ve'echoil. just like the din of Yain Nesach. Afa pishi yodea she yikne chomitz, afa lo yoyim aloi, tseve chov ani perea. What are you saying to this manager? You're saying, go and, who is the chenveri? Go and buy chomitz, and I'll pay you back. Direct debit. I'll pay you back. First opinion Shulchan Aruch says no good. V'yesh matirim gam bazeh, Elohim kein hikdim dinner. You mustn't give the money in advance, which is another problem with a direct debit, with a debit card. You mustn't give the money in advance. Why? Because if the money, give the money in advance, then you are buying the chometz. You are buying the macholas asuras, you are buying the ayin nesach. So the second opinion says it's alright. First opinion, Shulchan Aruch says you can't do it. If so, our arrangement doesn't work. So the answer is, if you have a look at the Magen Avraham, he says, the first opinion is the ikkah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, first opinion is the ikkah. There's a whole question about it. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yayin Nesach has paskan the second opinion, not the first. Why is Shulchan Aruch made the main opinion that you mustn't do it? Big machlokes, what's going on? But Shulchan Aruch holds it's a special chumrah of Pesach. So according to that, what does the Mishnah Berurah says? Uladina, ikka kadeh azu, the main opinion is the second one, as long as you don't pay in advance. So a credit card is excellent for that. It's okay. Mikol mokim lechatchila nochon lechush l'svar rishena. In the first place, it's correct to be choshish to the first opinion. And hence, I would advocate for selling the company. Sell the company in addition. When you sell the chometz, so your caretaker will get a shock that he is the proud owner of several care homes. Yes? Because you've sold the company. Just to take care of the first opinion, nochon lechush lechatchila. It's not lechatchila situation. You've got, this is your parnosa. It's not lechatchila, but nochon lechush if you can arrange it, which you can. And it takes care of another problem, which is, there's a problem of roitza b'kiyumoy. Your kalim inside the care home, they've been used for chometz on Pesach. If there was no food inside those pots, the pots would be ruined. It's explicit din Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tofnun Sivzayin, that if you hire out your kalim to a non-Jew, you mustn't do it on Pesach if they're going to cook chometz in it, because there's a rate of the humor of the chometz. You have an interest in the chometz, that the chometz should stop the pots from being spoilt, because if they're boiled empty, they're going to be spoiled. So therefore, in this case, the Mechiras Chometz takes care of that din as well, at least for that din drabonon, big machlokas, whether it's only if you rent it or if you lend it, and therefore, since over here, there's plenty to be relied upon, but that's basically the din. But just before I take questions in a moment, and that is, if you might say, what's the big deal? I don't have das to own any Chometz. I've drawn up this contract that's supposed to belong to the manager. So what if the manager doesn't intend to buy it for him or herself? Who cares? At the end of the day, the chometz itself, I definitely don't have das to be koina, so this chometz is hefka, nothing to do with me. So the answer to that is that there is a din in, a surprising din, in Simon Tov Memches Sivvov, Osa lahachil chemtsoi, you mustn't feed your chometz. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, is a din from the Yerushalmi, that even chometz of hefka, you're not allowed, ba Pesach, you mustn't, afilu lebehem asacherim moshel hefka, even if it's a goy's animal or an animal of hefka. So if you find a roll, you're going to Golders Hill Park, and you find some bread on the lawn, and you want your children to feed the animals there in Golders Hill Park, so this bread doesn't belong to anybody, it's left there on the lawn, and these animals don't belong to you, it's forbidden to feed animals, chometz, on Pesach, even if neither the chometz nor the animal belongs to you. Explicit din in Yerushalmi, Paskin, Shulchan Aruch, no one is chaylek, why should it be osa? Mishnah Berurah comes to the rescue and says the reason is because, he says, the yesh lo hano b'mashe m'mali ritzoyne. Here the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chofches, b'mashe m'mali ritzoyne lehaspi ala behemo. The fact that you feed an animal, you have hano out of being kind, looking after an animal, that even though it's not your chometz, it's not your animal, but you have that sense of satisfaction. The same would apply if the chometz doesn't belong to the goy, if the chometz does not belong to the manager, and it's hefka, then you certainly have far more benefit, the fact that you've satisfied your obligations to the council to feed the residents, you certainly have hanor from this chometz, that this chometz is providing the meals for your obligation to make sure they're fed. And therefore, the chometz must belong to the goy. If the chometz doesn't belong to the goy, it falls into the category of this Yerushalmi, in which case there's going to be a huge problem. So the kinyan, to make sure it belongs to the goy, has to be an excellent kinyan. Otherwise, you fall into that category. So in short, the difference between the case of the chenveni, where you're saying to the chenveni, provide food to my workers, or the case where you've got over here that the animal belongs to hefka, and you're feeding the animal, the difference is, if the chometz belongs to the goy, it's okay. And if the chometz belongs, is hefka, then there's a huge problem, because the chometz is being used for your purposes, and that is a problem. Getting goy A to feed goy B is not a problem, but if the chometz doesn't belongs to hefka, there is a problem with instructing goy A to give the chometz to goy B. And therefore, this is what we need. We need these three things together. We need them in place. We need the credit card, the non-Jew's own credit card. It needs to be this shtar, and it needs to be a mechiras chometz. The time you finish with that, I think it's pretty good, pretty, pretty good. And I think this is pretty much a mahuda situation solution to this problem, which is a huge problem otherwise. But once you've got all this in place and it's done properly, I think it is very much considered to be good. Let's take some questions. I think you were first over here. Yeah.
Surely you're talking about serious money. Why should the goy take on that responsibility?
Oh, so what we've put in place is the following. Excellent question. That the points or the cashback that you give, that's my father's idea, I think it's an excellent idea, that you give, that is the perk. And that... Yeah, we'll explain the finance to you a little bit later, but those that explain to you... Yeah, but you've got a direct debit from the account. In the middle of the company, in the middle of the thing. So you'll arrange some sort of security if the manager's worried about it, yes? You arrange some sort of security for that. Or you'll arrange it in advance with the bank. Whatever it is, it's arranged such that you don't leave your manager absolutely exposed to this situation. But the points or the cashback, that belongs to the manager, that's the perk, in which case there's also, it helps feed the feeling, an incentive, and feed the feeling that you want, that the manager knows that he's buying it for himself. He's getting the cash back. The cash flow goes through him, not just the cash flow, but the actual acquisitions are his. They're genuinely his, and there's no dispute about that, and that's the way, yeah.
If the manager's using his credit card, then the bill falls due for payment on Pesach.
Right.
Does that make any difference?
No, there's no problem, because...
You're just paying for the chometz on Pesach.
Well, it's like this. You're never paying... The way it works with credit card bills is you never pay... Even when you pay it up, it falls due, but you're paying up for last month's.
No, but it could be that he's serving the chometz that he bought a month ago. He's serving now on Pesach. He's got biscuits in the cupboard that he bought.
That doesn't matter.
Serving on Pesach.
That doesn't matter.
He bought it on the credit card and it's...
No, but you're not buying... Yeah, but you're not buying the chometz. Yeah, but you're not buying the chometz. All you're doing is you're paying for the services that were provided last month.
Yeah.
That's really what you're doing. You're paying for the service. Like you pay a caterer, you pay the manager. You're outsourcing the catering. So therefore you're paying for the service. The fact that the manager has kept over and is going to use it for a different time, that doesn't matter. It all belongs to the manager. It's up to the manager how they do it. Right? But that's the way it is.
Wouldn't it be simpler if there was a food buying company and then the owner of the home was simply an employee of the company? The company owned all the food. What would be around?
The company owned the food, but the question is, who owns the company?
Well, you could make two non-Jewish directors, let's say.
You could do, but that's basically what you've done here. Isn't that basically what you've done? That's basically what you've done. That's what you've done to the manager.
But you don't have this complicated business with the star and credit cards and debit cards. You've just got a food buying company, that's all.
Yeah, but it's got to really belong to this company. It mustn't have anything to do with you. It's got to genuinely be so.
You could be an employee of the company.
Right, but who owns the assets of this company?
You make a goy deal, that's like the Jewish restaurants have a goy owner of the...
But it's got to be genuine, it's got to be for reals. Whereas the way you've set it up now, it's for reals. And I'm very much open to other suggestions, but it's just got to be real. It's got to be for real. It can't be just a paper director. It can't just be on paper. It's got to be that there's a genuine ownership. Because you're dealing with... the worst isurim. You're dealing with Bal Yeroi, and you're dealing with Hanah on Pesach, yes? You're not dealing with you eating it, but apart from that, you're dealing with the worst of the worst. So therefore, whatever, but yeah, by all means, by all means. That's an idea, an overview of the solution of that there is there, but it's a huge problem. Anyone who has in such a situation, I'm very happy to try and sort them out, supply them with a shtar, and make sure everything's sorted out. Yeah.